With the exhuming of classic animated films and slathering them with a three-dimensional polish and filling the air with fanfare, Telemark's news editor, Enrique Rivera, takes a 2D look at the overall worth of this bombardment of special effects and hype.
3D films are being used only for profit by film distributors. It's been 7 years since the first American 3D feature film, The Adventures of Sharkboy and Lavagirl, was released. It made about $20 million more in the box office.
The Adventures of Sharkboy and Lavagirl in 3D.
The film wasn't as eye-popping as it was hyped. 5 years later, Disney released the remake 3D version of Alice in Wonderland, which made over $150 million profit in the box office.
There is a place like no place on Earth. Some say to survive it, you need to be as mad as a hatter. Which, luckily, I am.
It's you.
Both films perform terrible among film critics. Sure, sometimes it's nice to treat the eye with cheesy 3D tricks, but is it really worth spending $15 or more for it? The culture of cinema was originally to watch a beautiful story being told on the big screen so that people can get their minds off of hard times and not be in risk of serious health eye issues. Resident Evil Apocalypse, which was released in 2010, was hyped up a lot because of its 3D feature, but its eye-popping feature wasn't much of an impact because either way, it was still a terrifyingly bad movie regardless. They have brought back Lion King, not much difference to the story at all. It is basically cheesy 3D tricks. The only good part of it is the fact that they're bringing back their classics onto the big screen so that a younger generation can watch. Is Disney really doing this for money supremacy or because they really want to reintroduce their classics? Who knows and who cares? The point is that most of the 3D effects is not necessary for when the monkey raises Simba into his future kingdom, or when Beast dances around with Belle. The same is to any romance 3D film. Nobody really wants to see people kissing passionately in 3D. I honestly don't remember when the film made me lean my head back because of a 3D effect. Not much reaction other than me saying it must have been expensive to make that effect happen. The worst 3D film still has to be Jackass 3D. Who really needs to see a bunch of guys doing ridiculously hilarious absurd things in 3D? It's disgusting, not cool. 3D film might be a revolutionary, but for the wrong reasons. Let's get back to the movie theater for the beautiful cinematic storytelling reasons and not just for the eye-popping lameness. Disney actually loves 3D, maybe because they're lacking on new, unique ideas. For Telemark's Campus News Hour, this is news editor Enrique Rivera, reporting.